This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Tariffs on 818 Chinese products are going to go into effect on the 6th of July. Everything from aircraft tires and boat motors to cranes and bulldozers, also floating docks. The government, the American government that is, says it'll give U.S. companies a chance to ask that certain of those 818 products and certain of another 284 products that are going to be hit later be excluded from any tariffs. Thousands of companies have already filed applications with the Commerce Department to get out from under the president's steel and aluminum tariffs. We have been bringing you some of those voices. But Marketplace's Rima Kreis reports it is a chaotic and very backlogged process.
If a company wants an exclusion from the steel and aluminum tariffs, you can't just make one big old request. No.
You have to do it for every single different type of steel that you import.
Ann Wilson is with the Motor and Equipment Manufacturers Association. She says if a piece of steel is just a centimeter shorter than another piece, that's two different requests. Since March, companies have submitted more than 20,000 applications to the government.
In that time, they have been able to finalize zero, none of those requests.
A commerce spokesperson says it'll start making decisions within the next week or so. But still,
it's already massively behind schedule.
Tom Prusha is an economics professor at Rutgers. He says after companies file for exclusions, U.S. producers are given a chance to push back.
And then, since in most cases, it's going to be kind of a he said, she said argument, it's going to end up being what kind of evidence is presented, documentation for bureaucrats.
The whole process seems messy, especially compared to when President George W. Bush slapped tariffs on imported steel in 2002.
The companies had about 4 months to file their exemption requests before tariffs were imposed.
Edward Alden is a fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations. He says today, businesses have less time.
But now we're going to get a whole nother batch with the China tariffs, so it's going to go from bad to worse.
The Commerce Department says it's working to get more people on board to help comb through all the applications. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.